Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hey there, it's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astronomologist. Welcome to your New Moon in Capricorn forecast. Now, this is all about your mission and your career. And it happens on January 17th, Universal Time in London at 2:18 a.m., which means it'll be January 16th in the Americas, 9:18 p.m. New York time, and 6:18 p.m. L.A. Pacific time. Now, the universal date is the 17th, and that is the number of immortality. It reduces to the number 8, which is the infinity symbol, and 17 basically means you're leaving behind a legacy. So this is an amazing number to merge with Capricorn, which governs your career and your standing and leadership, because 8 is also the number of leadership and your whole mission, your whole divine reason for being here. You know, what is your work? What is your gift? Capricorn wants you to implement, the number 17 wants you to implement. Now, this new moon also happens at 26 degrees. The sun and moon will be at 26 degrees Capricorn, and 26 also is a number that reduces to 8. 2 plus 6 is 8. So we've got a double 8 code magnified, which basically is infinity and strength and leadership taken to another level. You feel very energized at this time. And you also can piggyback off the Sagittarius new moon that happens in December last year, which was also at 26 degrees. So what were you focusing on at that time? Mercury was still retrograde then. Now Mercury, of course, has been stationing direct for quite a few weeks. So you can really now move forward and take whatever you were focusing on at that time and, you know, take it into overdrive, basically. Like I said, Capricorn is career. Just look at the first letter, Capricorn, career. Career, success. It rules the 10th house in astrology. And there are 6 planets in Capricorn during this new moon. Really unbelievable. So the sun and moon, of course, Venus, Mercury, Pluto, and Saturn are all in Capricorn. Now, Saturn rules Capricorn, so it makes it even more exciting. Capricorn hasn't had Saturn in it for a long time. This is the first time this century that Saturn is back in its own sign. It will be there for about 2.5-3 years. So, with all these planets in Capricorn, we also have the Sun, Moon, Pluto, and Venus squaring Uranus, which is really fantastic for personal and professional breakthroughs. This is happening in cardinal signs. So the cardinal signs are all about activation and new beginnings. They start every season. So if you've been craving change or more freedom, this is your cue to go for it. Remember, 26 degrees and the 17th of January are all about empowerment and leadership, stepping into your internal power, right? No excuses here. So to help you focus on what's best for you long term, Mercury is conjunct Saturn, Saturn being the ruler of Capricorn. Now this gives you really fantastic perception, in-depth understanding, the motivation to manifest your ideas, which is Mercury, the messenger, your discoveries. It's a very productive conjunction, and so it's a fantastic time to work on your to-do list. Now, there are no planets in air signs at the time of this new moon. So that means it's really not the time to talk about what you want to do. It's time to work on your projects, to buckle down, you know, and really focus on what you want to accomplish. So my suggestion is, what are the 2 top things you want to manifest? Follow through with one of those first and start implementing on the other, because you really need to plan during this time and activate your list of goals step by step. Capricorn is ruled by the mountain goat, and the mountain goat takes one step at a time as it climbs the precarious mountainside. So this is really the rule now, is to just not look forward so much, but just focus on each step. Now, the sun and moon are forming two beautiful sextiles, one to Chiron in Pisces and the other to Jupiter and Mars, which are together in Scorpio. Now, these are all water signs. This creates tremendous opportunities to heal and cleanse and create. So allow the healing water energy shower you with compassion and love and penetrate your heart. Now, just some tips of what are good things to do around a Capricorn new moon. Make a plan, begin a new project, organize your home and workspace, get clear on your finances, and get clear on your financial planning. Delegate any work that you don't need to do to others. Remember, this is a leadership sign, so you need to delegate. Take one step at a time. Begin a new health regimen, a great time to do that. Align your body energetically, so do that through massage or chiropractic alignment or Reiki. And get serious about your life and your goals. So this is a great time to tackle more in-depth projects. Capricorn loves to build, so it's great for home renovations or business building. And Capricorn, of course, is great for clarity and focus, concentration, and your career. So enjoy this new moon. I'm so excited about this coming in the first month of the year. Lots of love and have a wonderful Capricorn new moon.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.